Whoa, Hillary Clinton with a shocking confession.
Our demand for drugs is what motivates these drug gangs. I mean, if they didn't think they were going to make a bunch of money across the border, they'd go into another line of work.
Calling for gun rehab or drug rehab, the Secretary of State raises the issue of border instability between the U.S. and Mexico. President Obama meets Mexican President Felipe Calderon. Gun culture meets political reality south of the El Norte border on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Thursday, April 16th. I'm John Hockenberry. Adora Udoji is off with her new baby. And coming up this hour, we've got voices of people saying goodbye to the workplace, the unemployed, talking about how they said goodbye. There's a good way and a bad way. Femi Okeh has that in just a moment. Also, the Demjanjuk case and the search for Nazi criminals in America and around the world. We'll take you inside an investigation that's equal parts criminal and historical. All this, but first, the headlines. More now on the president's Mexico trip. Economy, trade, and immigration will all be on the table. And, of course, the war on Mexican drug cartels will be a key topic. The Obama administration is already providing new manpower and money for the fight. Here's White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs.
The Department of Treasury will be permitted over the months and years ahead to block or seize any assets, accounts, or securities under U.S. jurisdiction of those belonging to these cartels or who act on their behalf.
President's trip to Mexico is on the way to the Summit of the Americas, a meeting of Western Hemisphere leaders kicking off in the island nation of Trinidad and Tobago. Secretary of State Clinton will also attend the summit. She's taking a different route there, stopping in Haiti today. Here in the U.S., housing and jobs will dominate the conversation. New numbers show foreclosures spiking last quarter. Listing firm Realty Tracks as foreclosure notices jumped nearly 25% from the same quarter last year. And fresh numbers later today on how many new homes are being built. Also, the latest data on unemployment claims. That's a weekly number. And we'll have all those numbers for you. Femi, okay, what else is going on?
Good morning, all. The freed crew of the Maersk Alabama is now back in America. They touched down in Washington early this morning, met by their families. The captain was not on the flight. He's in Kenya, awaiting a chartered flight home to Vermont. Indians are at the polls today. The world's largest democracy chooses its new parliament. Polls predict neither the ruling party or the opposition will get a commanding win. And today's the first of five phases of the election, and it can't happen all on the same day because of the massive population in India.
714 million eligible voters and no decisive result. Ouch.
Final results won't come out until May. The U.S. Special Envoy George Mitchell is in Israel talking about the peace process. He's meeting with top officials in various factions of the Israeli government. And tomorrow he meets with West Bank Palestinian leaders.
So the market numbers, the S&P grew 1.25%. It starts trading at 852 this morning. The Dow gained 1.33%. It starts trading at 8029. Dow futures suggest a bounce downward when the markets open at 930. So the voices of people laid off from the workplace. How did you go out?
I shut everything off. And I just thought the reason I'm sent it at the end of the day is because the email says pretty much how I feel right now. And when I'm ready, I'll have these conversations with people.
The unemployed are saying goodbye to the workplace all over America. How did you do it? If you did, 877-8-MY-TAKE or MyTAKE at thetakeaway.org.
The Takeaway is made possible by Liberty Mutual's Responsibility Project, encouraging discussion about what it means to do the right thing. ResponsibilityProject.com.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, advancing journalistic excellence in the digital age. More information about the Foundation's digital initiatives at KnightFoundation.org.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Important presidential trip today. President Obama is in Mexico today for a meeting with his Mexican counterpart, Felipe Calderon. The talks are certain to touch on border security, immigration, and a rising tide of drug-related violence that has plagued cities on both sides of the U.S.-Mexico border, something we've reported on a lot on this program. Obama is touching down in Mexico City and will be the first U.S. president in the chaotic capital since a visit by Bill Clinton 12 years ago. For a look at what's on the president's agenda, we're joined from Mexico City by Joan Grillo, Mexico correspondent for Time magazine. Joan, good morning.
Good morning.
It's interesting to note that the meeting takes place in Mexico City because on the one hand, it's the center of culture in Mexico, but it's also a bit of a bubble. If you're looking at Mexico City from a place like Chiapas to the south or from the border communities to the north, Mexico City is a very, very remote location to the instability in both of those places. What is President Obama likely to see that's important about Mexico in Mexico City? And what is likely to be concealed from him in this fortress? And I think you're seeing signs of that on the streets today.
Yeah, well, I mean, in Mexico City generally, Mexico is a very big country. So from a city like Tijuana, Mexico City is the furthest state. So Tijuana is the furthest place from Mexico City in the whole country. So it is a long, you know, long way. And like you say, from the jungles in Chiapas, where drugs are coming, over the border, it's a long way from there as well. But Mexico City has always been the historic and the cultural center of Mexico. It's a huge metropolis with 20 million people. It has really the best and worst of Mexico here. So, I mean, it's really the ideal place to visit. Symbolic representation of how Mexicans feel their country. But like you say, what exactly is Obama really going to see? I mean, his trip, he's going to fly into Mexico City airport. He's going to go by helicopter from the airport to a military base. And from there, he's going to go to the presidential palace. And then he's going to be taken around in a bulletproof limousine, a special bulletproof limousine they have, which they call the Beast, to a dinner at a museum close to the presidential palace, go to the hotel and fly out the next day. So he's not really even planning to step foot on the streets of Mexico City.
Huh. That's interesting. I'm wondering if, and I gather there's like 4,500 security forces that we know of on the streets of Mexico City. Does this make the point that some Bush administration officials were saying in the waning months and weeks of the Bush administration that Mexico is on track to be a failed state? Some sentiments that were echoed by individuals even after the inauguration of Barack Obama. Does it make that point, or does it say to the people of Mexico, no, in fact, we're secure, we're far from a failed state?
Inside Mexico, I mean, people in Mexico don't see themselves as being in a failed state. And I don't think having 4,500 police guarding President Obama changes their own perceptions too much. I think this idea about a failed state actually, the phrase first came from a paper by the Pentagon. And they were not actually saying that Mexico is a failed state now. They were saying that they were speculating about what might be the main problems that the U.S. Military has to deal with in the next 25 years. And on that, look at Mexico and the potential of Mexico collapsing in the future. So that was a little bit, in some ways, the nuance didn't quite come across in press reports.
No, indeed. I mean, it hit Mexican media like a firestorm. Joan Griot, is there some fence mending that Barack Obama needs to explicitly do here to signal that that's not what the Obama administration thinks?
That's correct. The Mexican government was very offended. This phrase, Mexican President Felipe Calderon, was very aggressive in talking about this, various occasions saying that we're not a failed state, this is outrageous. On the other side, the security is there because they want to make sure that nothing happens to President Obama. And although there hasn't been many attacks on U.S. officials in the entire drug war in the last 20, 30 years, there have been some attacks. Recently, there were some grenade attacks on the U.S. embassy or U.S. consulate in Monterrey. And there's obviously been a lot of attacks on Mexican officials, very high-ranking Mexican officials, sometimes even in their own home. They killed the head of the federal police inside his own home.
Well, Johan, let's talk a little bit about the extent to which Felipe Calderon is politically in trouble because of all of this drug instability, or is actually got the upper hand in this fight against the cartels. Listen to what Janet Napolitano, the Secretary of Homeland Security, said during her visit to Mexico just a few days ago. Listen.
We say enough to the cartels, we take them on, and we take them out.
Now, Johan Grillo, she makes it sound as though the U.S. government is taking on the cartels, but in fact, it's Felipe Calderon who's both taking the military hit and the potential political hit here. How's he doing?
He's having a very tough time. It's been a very, very tough presidency for him. He came into power in December 2006. And one of the first things he did was said, I'm going to send the army out and I'm going to get the cartels. I'm going to bring these organizations down. And I think that he had hoped within 6 months that the violence would have calmed down and he had a good situation in his hands. I don't think he wanted to be here today, right now, where he is now, with 8,000 killings, 800 police and soldiers killed in this time. So he's having a very tough time. The problem is the whole nature of this type of conflict has been compared, been called here, Calderon's Iraq. And that's what it is. In some ways, a conflict that he can't, it's very hard to win, it's very hard to declare terms of victory, and it's very hard to get out of. But, the more, he can arrest, drug traffickers and thugs with guns again and again, and these people just keep on coming back.
But, Johan, it's hard. You say it's hard to set the terms of victory. It seems that Calderon is struggling with that in a lot of his rhetoric. I mean, just recently he said, and underscored that Mexico is in control of all of its territory, which seems to set the bar pretty low for a terms of victory.
Yes, it does. And even that is a that Mexico is in control of all its territory is something which is under dispute. I mean, if you look last year at a place like Ciudad Juárez, where about 100 police were assassinated in the city, and in total about 1,600 people were murdered in the city, it's quite hard to argue, is Mexican government really in control of that city under those circumstances? So even that, you say that's a low bar, and even that's something quite difficult. But also, their goals they're thinking about is really reducing the power of these criminal organizations. These are vast criminal empires that make an estimated $30 billion a year trafficking drugs to the United States. And that's pretty hard to bring those down.
Right. Well, Johan, let's conclude with a discussion of Obama, who just returned from Turkey, where, people on the streets of Istanbul were calling him our president. Is there any sense of, basking in the glory of Barack Obama's global popularity on this trip? Will the Mexican people be excited in some way, or is this another visit by an American president from El Norte?
It's a very interesting question. There is some optimism here about Barack Obama. There are some people here who identify with him, who hope he brings some of his optimism, some of his initiatives to Mexico. But in some ways, it's interesting the fact that there isn't more. The day that Barack Obama won the election, when they were celebrating on the streets of London and Berlin, Mexico right next to the United States, there wasn't really much celebration. It was kind of muted. So for whatever reasons, maybe some complicated reasons, but people are looking forward. They have got some hopes in Obama. But older people in Mexico tell me that they're not as excited as when John F. Kennedy came to Mexico.
Really? Well, that's the bar. Yeah, that's definitely the bar. Well, Johan Grillo, Mexico correspondent for Time magazine, watching as Barack Obama lands in Mexico City for a meeting with Felipe Calderon today. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Certainly an indication that the economy is one of the issues, along with political stability and the fight against the drug cartels. Here's Felipe Calderon describing perhaps the terms of victory in the drug wars.
I have not lost at all any part, any single point of the Mexican territory.
can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.